instant reaction. It's not so instant. It's about an hour after the game, hour and a half after the game, that I'm starting this today. I have a good reason why. I swear. It's my daughter's fourth birthday today. Happy birthday to Cammy. Love her more than anything in the world. I took her to the women's game today. Great win for the ladies. Love that. And that was in Ames. Went over to my in-laws, watched the men's game with them so she could see grandma and grandpa. And I was keeping an eye on the Iowa game up there. So then we had to drive back. And I wanted to watch the end of the South Dakota State game because my boy Otzelberger, they hit a 45 foot shot at the end to win it. It was crazy. So here I am with your Instant Reaction podcast. We are, as always, presented by Carl Chevrolet, your number one five-star platinum GM certified dealer in the nation. So what does that mean for you? It means they've sold more certified Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, GMs than any other dealer in the nation since the program started. Carl Chevrolet, they put the customer first every day. And that's what a Carl Chevrolet five-star platinum vehicle, that's what sets it apart from the rest. Carl Chevrolet, they are at The Rock there in Ankeny. And they're great supporters of us at CycloneFanatic.com. And you can check them out at CarlChevrolet.com. They have a state-of-the-art website as well. All right, Iowa State goes on the road today and wins at Kansas State 78-64. Does it sound really arrogant that I'm not surprised? I'm really not. I'm not surprised that this team won today. I thought that they would win today. This team is immensely talented. I think it's the most talented team in the Big 12. But it has its shortcomings, which we've all seen, and we can pick those apart. I don't think right now is the time or the place to do that after a big win. The one thing that I love the most about this team, though, is its resolve. And while it has not proven to be great at coming off of a big win, so I'm anxious to see how the Baylor game on Tuesday, my anxiety is already going crazy for that game. I'm already thinking about, oh, no, Scott Drew, he's going to call the timeouts, the zone. However, what this team's been really good at is what we saw today. When everybody gets on Twitter and freaks out and loses it on them, they respond. And they did that in a big-time way today, going in and doing what they did to Kansas State offensively. I'm going to read you the good thing. This is a pure instant reaction podcast. I have not looked at a box score. This is the first one I've looked at. So Iowa State goes in and shoots 53% from the field in the Octagon of Doom. Are you kidding me? 58% from three. That's incredible. Like, I got to get my main man Kirk Holland on that. That just doesn't happen in Bromwich Coliseum, especially against a good Kansas State team. Two things really stood out to me with the offense today. When Taylen Horton-Tucker and Lindell Wigginton combined to go 11 for 17 from three, the team should never lose. It should never lose when those guys are shooting that way. They should not lose. And Wigginton, especially, I thought, was incredible. That's the type of guy who they need. So, like, we talk about, like, how you're going to max out and all that stuff, right, with Iowa State basketball this year. One, you got to play good defense, right? That, to me, is where it all starts for this team. It's still not a great half-court team. When Bruce Weber is zoning you, you know you're not that good of a half-court team, okay? But how do you start to break that? Well, you need guys who can be zone busters, and those two guys are zone busters in Wigginton and Horton Tucker. Wigginton was the guy, though, today who – how many times as an Iowa State fan were you watching that game today and you're like, oh, no, they're creeping up. 2 points. Oh, it's a one-point game. Here we go. Buckle up, right? You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. And how many times did Wigginton himself – step up and hit a tough shot in that spot? It was incredible. He was great. I think that I don't like the recency bias thing. I think that was Lindell. When we look at his turnovers, he had a couple, just two turnovers. I thought he had a couple of silly turnovers. Was that Lindell's best game in a Cyclone uniform? I think it probably would be when you consider where they were at, who they were playing, and just everything involved. I think that Lindell was fantastic today. Horton Tucker, I mean, that's the type of stuff right there where you hear, you know, you hear NBA stuff with him, and that's why what he showed today. Now, he's still not consistent enough. He needs another year of college, and I think he'll get that. But that, like, right there is why. I love the moment, too. If you follow me on Twitter, you saw I was tweeting about this. John Higgins did a great job of officiating today. Because Taywin hit a tough three, step back three, late in the first half, and he turns around, starts yammering to the K-State bench. He's a young kid, 18. And instead of teeing him up, Higgins pulled him to the side. I saw it. They showed a great view on TV if you were watching it. And Higgins is like, hey, you do that again, you turn around, talk to the bench, it's a technical foul. Great job of officiating there. But I also like that Taywin, you know, the juices get flowing. And that brings me to Cameron Lard and the technical at the end of the game. Before we get to that, Cam was 4 for 4 today, 8 points, 4 rebounds. I've been saying this for a while. I think Iowa State is at its best when he is splitting time with Michael Jacobson. Jacobson was good today. 20 points, 8 points, but in 20 minutes, 4 rebounds, 4 or 5 in the field. That's what you need from him. You don't need to be playing Michael Jacobson 30 minutes in Big 12 games. He's not that type of a player. He needs to be splitting time with Cam Lard, period. That's how Iowa State maxes out. Cam Lard, and you saw it in the last 5 minutes of that game when Jacobson got into foul trouble, Cam takes the team to a whole new level when he's locked in out there. And if that takes him flexing at a guy and yelling at him, I'm okay with it every once in a while. I'm okay with it every once in a while. Shouldn't do it all the time. You would hope at this point that he would be more mature than to do that. But he's not yet. Hey, buddy. Here, hold on. Come on. If you're listening on the podcast network, the birthday girl just stepped up. You want to wave at all Daddy's followers here on Facebook Live? Can you say hi?
Hi.
Is it your birthday today?
Yeah.
How old are you?
4. 4?
That's awesome. Give me a high five. Did you go watch the Cyclones today?
Mm-hmm.
Did they win?
Yeah.
Did you see Cy?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. We got her some new cupcakes for her birthday here. She likes to play kitchen. There you go, buddy. Let Daddy finish his podcast, and then I'll come make you dinner, okay? That's my little girl right there. Love her to death. She loves Bridget. It's so funny. Like, she always talks about Bridget Carleton. I think it's because she listens to me calling the games, and she hears me say Bridget's name over and over, and that's why. Anyways, not sure where I was. Oh, I was talking about letting Cam be Cam. And it's a fine line. We all want him to be this guy who, you know, wears a suit when he walks up and he's super chill. But that's not him. I don't think it's ever going to be him. So I'm saying if you start to try and dictate that too much, you may lose some of the positives with Cam. I'm not going to kill him for that. I thought it was a weak tee. I think Cam's reputation follows him around often. I could totally see how a ref would tee him up for that, but I still think it's weak. I think that a little trash talk is part of the game, whatever. But the greater point is more Cam Lard, the better, in my opinion. This is not a slight at Michael Jacobson. Iowa State would not be 8-4 in the Big 12 without Michael Jacobson. He deserves to start. He should be a team captain. He's been really integral. However, Michael Jacobson is limited when going up against Big 12 bigs. It's why he didn't have that type of success at Nebraska. It's the same thing. Now, he's worked on his game, and he's come so far, and he is a valuable member of this team. Keep him in the starting lineup. Keep playing him. I love the 20-minute split between Lard and Jacobson. I absolutely love it. I love Lard off the bench. I love Wigginton off the bench. I've been saying that for a couple of weeks now. I love how those guys vibe, and I love the look that it gives Iowa State, the versatility of the lineups that it gives Iowa State with those guys coming off of the bench. it's on now. You know, they're right back. I mean, we all buried this team after last week. We all buried them, and they're right back in the mix. The Big 12 is going to get really entertaining. And buckle up, because this is going to be a hell of a ride here over the next couple of weeks. I think that this win propels Iowa State, and I think they're right back in the Big 12 championship conversation. I really do. We'll see. I need to, before I get to, because I saw Derek here is asking me about like schedules the rest of the way, and I need to see, because I don't know specifically like who has to play who yet, and I'll do some of that research tonight here after I get the birthday girl kind of wound down. But this win does that. It's a statement win, not just a win, the way that they did it. I'm not going to freak out because they hit 12 threes or whatever it was, and that's an anomaly for this team. They don't 14 of 24 is an anomaly for this team. We don't see them do that often. However, confidence is a scary thing. And a couple of guys who've been pretty inconsistent during the Big 12 and Wigginton and Horton Tucker, can they carry that to the next game? If they can shoot like that against Baylor, then you start to string something together. But enjoy the Saturday night. It's one of my favorite nights in sports. I love state wrestling, watching the kids on TV, and then the All-Star weekend for the NBA. I know you probably not a lot of NBA fans here in Iowa, but I really enjoy it. And we're going to go have a little family birthday party. Mom's on her way home. So enjoy Jared Stansbury's coverage from Manhattan. He's down there. He'll have video, and he's doing a bunch of writing on Iowa State's post-game conversations. And we'll be getting that up for you across the Cyclone Fanatic Network. So thanks for watching. Thanks to Carl Chevrolet, our presenting sponsor. Have a great rest of your Saturday night, everybody.